Otto the Book Bear by Katie Clemenson. Otto was a book bear. He lived in a book on a shelf in a house, and he was at his happiest when children read his book. But Otto also had a special secret. When no one was looking, he came to life. Otto loved to explore the house, to read his favorite stories, and practice his writing. But one day, something terrible happened, and Otto was left behind. Otto didn't like being alone, so he made a plan, packed a bag, and set off on a new adventure. The world outside made Otto feel very small. Nobody seemed to notice him. Otto began to search the city, hoping to find a new place to live, but nowhere he went felt like home. It was too busy, too wet, too cold, too smoky, too high, too windy, and too unwelcoming. Otto didn't like living in the city, and he missed his warm book. He was starting to feel downhearted, but he decided to pick up his bag and keep on walking. And just when he thought he couldn't walk any further, when he felt cold and tired, Otto saw a place full of light and hope. He went inside and found rows and rows of books. Otto began to climb, and there, at the end of the shelf, he saw something. Could it be? It was another book bear. The other bear shook Otto's paw and said, "I'm Ernest. How'd you do?" Otto's new friend showed him around the library, and he discovered it was full of book creatures just like him. Together with Ernest, he could once again read his favorite stories, practice his writing, and try out all kinds of exciting things. And the best was that now Otto had lots of readers, and that made him the happiest book bear of all. The end.